May is Speech and Hearing Month in Canada. Today we have Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit, and Catherine Robinson, Manager of the Language Express Preschool Speech and Language Program, here to talk a bit about this program at the Health Unit on this edition of What's Good. All right, Dr. Lee, first off, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
And Catherine, nice to see you again, too.
My pleasure to be here.
Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about Language Express?
Yeah, so Language Express is a program that is funded through the Ontario government's preschool speech and language program. In the Lanark, Leeds and Grenville counties, it's actually run through our local health unit. And services are free and available from birth to school entry. As the name suggests, this is a program that provides speech and language assessment and therapy services for kids, again, from birth until school entry. Really, at Language Express, we focus on teaching parents strategies that they can use every day to build kids' communication skills. And that's so you'll see, we'll talk about the website in a bit, but you'll see there's lots of resources on our website that's about sort of typical childhood speech and language development, as well as atypical. And so sort of encouraging what's expected in typical development, and then points at which it would be important to get involved in, for example, therapy services, which is the other side of the services we provide as well.
Thank you for that. And Catherine, what are your messages during Speech and Hearing Month?
Three main messages, and they're very similar to the messages that we shared last year. Really, children start to learn to talk long before they say their first words. Learning to talk is all about building connections in the brain and brain development. So when parents read and sing and talk and play with their children right from birth, they're helping to build brain connections that their kids need for language and literacy. So our message is, don't wait and see. It's never too early to get help. If you have any concerns, call us. Earlier referral leads to better outcomes. Children's brains are developing incredibly quickly at this stage. And when they're really just little babies, infants, toddlers, preschoolers. So if parents have concerns, it's important to get help early, so that we don't miss this sort of critical window, this developmental stage that is so important. So we're really encouraging families, encouraging everyone to take the time this May during Speech and Hearing Month to check that the babies and toddlers and preschoolers in your life are on track for successful communication in at school and in life.
So we're being asked to check our children. Dr. Lee, how can parents do that?
Yeah, so our website, you can of course find the information on the Health Unit's website as well. There's a few sort of tabs that you need to run through, and that's through healthunit.org. Or there is a handy dandy shortcut, which is called www.language-express.ca. So that's language-express.ca, and that's a shortcut that takes you straight to the Language Express section of our Health Unit's website. There is a communications checkup document, or sorry, a tool. It'll take you 15 to 40 minutes to go through the tool as a parent or caregiver. You'll be asked to enter a bunch of information, and then go through sort of the guidance in the tool. We also have on the website information about milestones to express or to expect at different stages of development. Now, the communication checkup does actually have stuff that screens for speech, language, and global development for every 6 months from birth to 4 years of age. And then the milestones has a little bit less specific information, but sort of is an overview just as a check. That communications checkup doc, or again, tool, is a really critical way that people can see, oh, is this as expected? Are there areas that are just a little bit of a flag? And again, like Catherine was saying, it flags, please let us know. Please reach out to us. We can help you as well with assessing what would might be a concern or something that needs further follow-up. And as well, just to re-emphasize Catherine's point that language, I mean, it's about language, but language is oftentimes also an indication of broader development in childhood. And so oftentimes we're also able to connect with other partners in the community as needed, but certainly communication and language is a big thing for kids at this age.
Catherine, what if your child needs to be referred for services from Language Express?
So as Lena just explained, if a family completes the communication checkup on the website, they can do a referral right there online from the communication checkup. They can also call us if they have questions or would prefer to make their referral on the phone instead of online. One of the things that we really love to hear from families, even if they just have questions. Sometimes they'll complete our communication checkup and there'll be a couple of things that pop up and a family will say, you know, why would this be popping up on a communication questionnaire? And we can sort of talk them through why all those questions are there on the communication checkup and what other concerns they might indicate. And both on the phone and through the communication checkup, families can also see indications that there might be some other, like Lena said, other areas of development they might want to follow up with their family physician or nurse practitioner, or we can also help them to sort of figure out who else in the community, what other agencies and programs might be able to support them. So our number is 1-888-503-8885. So families can call us there toll free. We are a preschool program, so there is sort of an end date for our program, and that is when children start school. So children must be referred by September 1st. That means that for most children born in 2021, they need to be referred by September 1st of this year, unless they are not attending school for some reason. So, and I also wanted to mention that, you know, we're all about speech and language and communication, but this is also Hearing Month, Speech and Hearing Month. So if families have concern about hearing, they can call us and we can redirect them to other services that can support getting hearing tested and so on. Or families can contact the Southeast Infant Hearing Program, which covers our region, and their number is 1-855-544-3400. And the extension is 23175. So it's the Southeast Infant Hearing Program. You can also look that up online. So if we have concerns about hearing, we want to check those out really early because they can really affect speech and language development as well. And just an interesting statistic, you know, about 1 or 2 out of 1,000 kids are born with a permanent hearing loss. And by the time they start school, another 2 have developed a permanent hearing loss. So it's not an insignificant number, and we want to be sure we detect those children.
All right.
And I'll
Well,
just jump in,
go ahead.
actually. While Catherine, you were talking, it occurred to me to also mention that there are speech and language services available for kids once they've started school. It is through the school system. And so, you know, if you're referring to us and for kids who are sort of aging out of this program, because like Catherine said, there's a end date to the program that we're able to provide. Further supports are available. It is through the schools.
Excellent. Well,
Yeah.
thank you.
And
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
sorry, I was just going to jump in on what Lena said. If kids are getting close to school age, don't wait till they're in school, because if they get their assessment through us, we can make a direct referral to the school age programs that is a bit of a fast track into those programs rather than waiting once they arrive at school.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, I appreciate that very much. Catherine, always a pleasure to speak with you.
And a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks, Bob.
And Dr. Lena Lee, we will talk to you once again next week.
Yes, see you soon.